Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Something you may not realise, September is Huntington's Awareness Month, but you may be like a lot of people and not aware of what Huntington's disease actually is. If you're in the dark, Katie Young, along for Walk for Hope fundraiser organiser. Katie, good morning. There's a lot of people who still don't know what Huntington's actually is.
Yeah, hi everyone. It's definitely a difficult one to explain. It's kind of like early onset dementia crossed with Parkinson's disease. Basically, you lose all your bodily functions at quite a young age.
And how many people are suffering from it at the moment? Is it one of those very big kind of diseases, or is it a small amount of people?
Not really. I think there's about 600 people in the Hunter alone that are diagnosed with the disease, but there's plenty more that are living with people that have the disease, might be looking after a sister or a father, and a lot of people that are too young to be tested to find out whether they are going to be sick or not. Basically, it's just a waiting game for people like my sister and I. We're just kind of being diagnosed and waiting to get sick. There's absolutely nothing they can do about it. So the more awareness we can raise, the walk is at 10 o'clock on Saturday at the foreshore, the Esplanade at Warners Bay, and we'd love to get a huge crowd there. You can show up on the day and show support for someone you know, or just, if you want to show up and you don't know anyone, that would be excellent. It'll be a huge help.
And what about the opportunity if you'd like to get more information about it, Katie? Is there going to be a stall where people who may have concerns about friends, relatives, or even themselves in that situation?
There certainly will be plenty of people there to talk to, that's for sure.
And what about research? How's that going at the moment? And obviously more money is always needed into research of all kinds. How is it going at the moment? Is much being done in the Hunter about it?
I don't think there's too much being done in the Hunter at the moment. There's a lot going on developing in America at the moment about possibly preventing getting sick and putting it off, which is excellent. But all those kind of things take a long time to go through the pipeline. In the Hunter this year, I think we're mainly trying to raise money for the young people, who are sick and have to be in nursing homes at age 30, there needs to be better places for people that are young and are getting sick.
And that's one of the challenges, isn't it? Because we set up nursing homes and we expect it for people of an older age group, but when it does happen to someone who's a little bit younger, kind of makes it that much harder, doesn't it?
It really, really does, because it's so different for someone so young to go in there. They have different needs than an older person, that's for sure.
Katie, thanks for your time this morning. Walk for Hope, it's happening this Saturday, Spears Point Park, and you'd love to see everyone along and all sorts of support coming away for Huntington's Awareness Month.
Thank you so much.
2NUR FM 103.7.